the special edition of The Brad Show via Raw Radio. Operation Noble Cause, live on the ground in Crawford, Texas. Here now, a man who's not afraid to interrupt his vacation, Brad Friedman.
Oh, yeah, we are stuck in the middle with you right here in the middle of Crawford, Texas, in the middle of the country, in the middle of America, in the middle of the world right now. You're listening to The Brad Show live on Raw Radio in Camp Casey 2 underneath the, what do we call this? The whether you like it or not. We are being the media. I am your friendly citizen blogger, Brad Friedman. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here, but I'm going to stay here until they kick me out. And we got, they look like they're ready to kick me out, too. We have an incredibly special guest with us here right now, live on the ground in Crawford, a legend in her time, in our time, in all of our minds. Ms. Joan Baez is here live. Not a bad reception.
Yeah, that's a very nice reception. I'll tape that and take it home so I can hear it in the morning.
Okay, that's good. Well, that's better because we don't even know how to tape this thing. So I'm glad you can do it. Joan was here last night, flew in from where'd you come out?
San Francisco.
From San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Did you come in just yesterday?
Came in yesterday.
And she did a remarkable concert. So I hear. I just got in while the concert was going on. I missed the whole damn thing.
Joan. Well, we'll just have to do some a little bit of repeat.
Is that right?
Well, we're talking about it. And doing the talk, a lot of talking about my history and political activities. I actually started when I was about 15, so it'll be long.
it'll be a long evening.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, we got a lot of time.
Bring
to
your sleeping bags and stuff.
Bring your sleeping bags down to Crawford. Actually, Joan Baez was, I think you were originally planning on leaving today.
Yes, I was.
But you've decided to stay and talk again tonight?
I just haven't felt this kind of pull since the early days. Oddly enough, it wasn't to do with Vietnam, but it was the civil rights movement. When you felt that Mississippi, God forbid, was the place to be. I mean, that's where the energy was, where the love was. That's where things were changing. That's where people were brave and spontaneous.
And we're talking about what years are we talking about for that?
Maybe about '06.
Oh, '06. I don't think it was that long.
'62, yeah. '63, '64.
Eventually leading up to the Voting Rights Act.
Yep.
And all kind, which was 40th anniversary, August 6th, I think, the day that Cindy came out here. It was actually the 40th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. Oh, thank you. I'm all right? Okay. Thanks, telling me. I don't know how to do this. We don't know what I'm doing. Joan Baez is here with us. She knows how to do this. She knows how to do this protest thing. How was the crowd last night?
Well, I couldn't have a better crowd. Yeah. Sort of ready-made for what it is I am and what it is I do. People have been saying, well, why isn't anybody speaking out? People saying anything, the concerts. We are, different, many of us are. But the political atmosphere has been what it has. And it's coming out of a time that was no time. I mean, it's a time that I refer to as in the meantime. Mm. And then it got really mean.
No.
And then it got seriously mean this last few years.
Yeah.
So it went from a time when it was kind of, the public became lazy. And I think it just happens after times of great political turmoil, and then it calms down for a while, and everybody go. And we did, and in this country, you can get lazy.
People talk about everyone has become complacent, and they're not getting out there, and they're not fighting for what they want. But, leading up to this war, we saw huge demonstrations. We really did, and it seemed like it was The people were there, but it wasn't the media. The media was nowhere to be found.
It's not the media's fault. Yes, of course it is, because they were all puppets. Yep. You know, they were all puppets except for folks like you. And how, you know, we don't reach on the mega level that needed to be reached. Although internationally everybody knew what was going on.
Right.
It was exactly like the march in Selma. The Selma paper didn't carry it.
Really?
Really. They just pretend as though nothing happened in their city.
This is the Selma to Montgomery?
Yeah.
They didn't carry it?
Mm-mm. It's just, you know, this great wall of denial. And that's what's been going on in this country.
Do you see that changing here?
Well, the way I see it, until somebody gave me a better metaphor, but the way I saw it on the way here was that Michael Moore shattered the windshield, you know, shattered the glass,
right.
Which is everybody's having trouble looking through. And then Cindy put her foot through it.
Cindy put her foot through
it. She put her foot through it, and then the flow of people followed. You know, she walked through. And
would you say that it's a feeling, I think you referred to this, a feeling that here in Camp Casey, in Crawford, Texas, that you haven't felt in a while?
Well, sure. Yeah, it is. I haven't. And I haven't felt it that many times in my life, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because of the newness of it.
Yeah.
And people saying, well, you know, it's just taking so long. I said, so long? You've been here 15 days. The first time I went on a march against the Vietnam War, there were 10 people, and I had organized it.
Really?
In Carmel, California. You know?
Yeah.
You can't. This is enormously fast. In fact, that's one of the dangers of it.
Really?
Yep, I think so.
Why is it a danger?
Because people can leap on for the ride and then desert and defuse, which is exactly what the administration wants to have happen, is have everybody disappear. But I would suggest that that's not going to happen.
So your thought is they're just seeing if they can wait this out.
I think so.
Rope-a-dope strategy.
Well, we know that nobody in that administration, I mean, certainly they have brains for some things.
Right.
I'm not referring to Bush because I think he's average intelligence, okay. But the real brains behind his puppeteering act, I think this has stumped them some. They have really good minds for certain kind of conniving stuff, but not when they're met with the moral high ground.
You think they're at a loss what to do right now? Should we talk to Cindy?
Well, it's either this
hide?
Or martial law.
Law. Yeah, that's kind of scary. Some of the possibilities that exist out there are indeed very scary. We're speaking with the legend Joan Baez here in live in Crawford, Texas. She played a concert last night to a sold-out crowd, but it was a free show.
And nobody here is sold out.
And nobody here is sold out. She's going to stick around tonight, and she's going to, here's what they handed me. We'll give a presentation. Tell me if this is accurate. How much time do we have? Do we have time? Okay, I got another minute here. A presentation on the history of political activism over the last 40 years. At 7 p.m. under the big tent at Camp Casey 2. If you're in the area, if you can make it here by 7 p.m. Central Time, please come on down. Is that accurate? You're going to give a presentation on the history.
Of my own history.
Yeah.
Which is the only way people can really should speak anyways, from their own experience. So my experiences have been interesting, to say the least. And I'm happy to share them, and I'll sing occasionally because songs will come to mind about the times I'm talking about.
So you're singing more tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed you last night, but I can get back in the game.
You're a very, very good boy. I will let you in.
I will be a good boy, Ms. Baez.
Okay.
Can you stick around for just a few more minutes? Yeah. All right. We're speaking with Joan Baez here on Raw Radio in Crawford, Texas. It's an extraordinary day, an extraordinary energy, and we ain't leaving. We ain't going anywhere. How am I doing on time? Am I getting this right? Am I learning how to run my own clock and run in the field? And I don't even know when the hell. Oh, I got 20 seconds to fill?
Yeah.
Hell, we'll be back with more Joan Baez. Oh, is that when it happens?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows what he's talking about. All right, you're listening to The Brad Show on Raw Radio. We're going to be back in about five.
Three, two, one.
Everyone's a director.
Raw Radio.
You're listening to The Brad Show on Raw Radio Live from Camp Casey. That would be Joan Baez singing, any idea what performance that's, that is?
No, I have no idea.
No clue.
Neither do I.
Oh, she's brilliant, though.
She's good, isn't she? Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live with Joan Baez. Joan Baez remembers the words.
We shall overcome someday.
We are here live with Joan Baez at Camp Casey, Crawford, Texas, for our last few minutes here.
She has He's not going to turn that song down.
He loves it. Turn that song down, Odie. We only got 3 minutes this section.
I know, we kill it with that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for being here, Joan Baez. She's decided to stick around. She gave a concert last night here, a free concert, of course, at Camp Casey. And she's sticking around to talk about political activism, her history of political activism. A healthy one.
A long one.
Yeah. You said before the break, and we only have a few minutes here, but you said before the break that one of the things that you were concerned about is how quickly this movement has sort of popped up.
I'm thrilled and slightly concerned. More thrilled than concerned.
More thrilled than concerned.
Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. It's hard to keep your eyes on the prize when there's so much adrenaline, but I think it can be done.
Your fear is that folks will burn out?
Well, you know what? I don't really want to concentrate on the fear. Yeah. I haven't seen anything like this since the 60s, literally. The feeling, the willingness, the people who are willing to take risks, the courage that's out. It's not, I mean, a Live Aid was the opposite. It was during those years I was talking about that were in the meantime.
How Live
was
that different?
With Live Aid, the only risk was if you didn't get asked.
to perform, you
mean? Yeah, right. That was your own personal risk.
Did you get asked?
I did, actually, yeah.
And you performed?
Yeah, I had 6 minutes, and I couldn't have done anything past that because I didn't know how to relate, you know, in terms of the music of the day. But it's not the point. The point is really
here.
Well,
there was a different feeling than to that. How was that a different feeling than what's going on here?
Well, it's totally different. It had nothing to do with politics. It had nothing to do with organizing. It had nothing to do with taking risks. It had nothing to do with courage. It had a lot to do with terrific organizing. But so does this.
Is somebody organizing this?
Yeah, in its fashion.
In its fashion.
Yeah.
Well, you're just great for talking to us today and bearing the heat and pulling out all these people. If you guys, if you're within spitting distance, ranch, not that we would ever spit.
No, I wouldn't dream of spitting.
No. Come on out tonight. Hear Joan Baez talk about her life. I see you. I got you. Thank you, Ms. Baez. You
thank
are
you
a delight.
Much. Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Come on out. You're listening to The Brad Show on Raw Radio, live from Crawford, Texas. We're going to be here until they throw us out.
Raw Radio. Radio.